Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We have thrown out the SoFi and Allegiant comparisons pretty frequently to the Chiefs, which makes sense. They're two new stadiums, and they're also in the Chiefs division. So the Chiefs have just seen Allegiant a lot. They've seen SoFi a lot. In fact, they won a Super Bowl in one of these brand new, beautiful stadiums. Rob, what if the goal for the Chiefs is to try to be more like Indianapolis? Indianapolis, all of the events that we are talking about potentially coming to Kansas City, those events already go somewhere. Indianapolis gets the Final Four kind of frequently. They're kind of in the rotation to get the Final Four. Indianapolis is certainly a city that could host a WrestleMania. Indianapolis hosts the NFL Combine every single year. Indianapolis has also hosted the Super Bowl before, kind of recently. Rob, what if that's the goal? Obviously, Kansas City is not going to be Los Angeles or Las Vegas. Like, we're talking about like worldwide destinations. Like, people travel the world to go to Vegas for the weekend or go to LA for 7 days. It's not really how Kansas City or Indianapolis is, but it's not really what your goal is, what you're trying to be. You want to be a hub for major sporting events. That's what Indianapolis is. It is a hub for major sporting events. They will likely get the Super Bowl again at some point. They will certainly get the Final Four again. They are in the rotation for getting the Final Four. It makes a lot of sense for Indianapolis to get the Final Four. Indy's not that different of a sports city than Kansas City. Rob, it just hit me as I was watching the NBA Finals. What if that's really the goal of all of this? We were talking about that there are two roads for the Chiefs. They can either go be Lambeau and put a lot more money into this new stadium and renovate it and try to get it modern, or what if the goal is to just be Indianapolis? Hey, we want to be considered another Midwest hub for a lot of these sporting events that Indianapolis has pretty firmly been in the rotation for to get on a year-in, year-out basis.
It is a fascinating thought. And it's just another extension of what does Chiefs ownership view as the future of the football stadium? Because if they view themselves like Indianapolis, then they are going to Kansas and they are getting a dome because the events reign supreme. I don't know how many concerts run through Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. I don't. I know that based on the Pat McAfee show, Morgan Wallen has been there. So I at least know he went there. He's been to Kansas City too. But you're right. They have the Combine. They're a consistent Final Four location. They're also a consistent Elite Eight location in Lucas Oil. They have the Combine. They've had the Super Bowl. They've done these things. Talk to anyone who's been to the Combine, Nate Taylor, Matt Verderam, whoever. They speak glowingly about Indianapolis hosting that event. They hosted the College Football National Championship 2 years ago. It was the Bama versus Georgia national title when Georgia beat Bama. That game was at Lucas Oil. They're in the rotation for that every year. They are a hub of stuff outside of just Colts games. And if Clark Hunt and the power structure over at One Arrowhead Drive wants to be a hub for stuff, Indianapolis is the example of what to be because they do a great job with the events. They get tons of events, and they're also able to host an NFL team the 10 to 12 weeks a year they play. Like, if that's what Clark Hunt wants, it's not a bad business model.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here, and I just did a quick Google search. So Indianapolis has hosted one Super Bowl. They hosted the Super Bowl back in 2012. So, I mean, somewhat recently. No one thinks that Indianapolis is going to be in the rotation. It's not New Orleans. It's not Los Angeles. It's not Vegas. No one thinks that it's that. But they have hosted a Super Bowl somewhat recently. I just did a quick Google search because I was curious. They actually have a multi-year partnership with WWE to ensure that they will get their three major events. So they have already hosted the Royal Rumble. They hosted the Royal Rumble actually earlier this year. They hosted it in February. So they hosted the Royal Rumble, and they also have a schedule that they will host SummerSlam and WrestleMania. So Indianapolis, in their football stadium, they're going to host the three big wrestling events. They have hosted the Super Bowl before, and I'm going to guess, and I'm just doing a Google search here, I'm going to guess that Indy has hosted the Final Four. In fact, they're hosting the Final Four next year. They're hosting the Final Four next year. Lucas Oil Stadium is going to host it. I also would guess that they probably have the Final Four three times in the last 10 years. Like, they are one of the cities that get it. This is the goal. If the Chiefs build a new stadium, this is the goal. Lock in a deal with WWE. We want to host these three major events. We want to host WrestleMania. You are not hosting WrestleMania in the current stadium that they have. It's in January, February. You're not having an outdoor wrestling event during that time, but you can in Indianapolis. We want to host SummerSlam. We want to host WrestleMania. Building a new dome stadium gets you those things. It also likely gets you in the rotation for the Final Four because one of the most iconic college basketball programs is right down the street from the legend. It's what, a 25-minute drive to get to Lawrence? They would absolutely be interested in doing that. A place that loves college basketball, a place that loves sports, that would show out, that hasn't hosted a Final Four since what, 1988? Yeah, I mean, this is the goal. This is what Kansas City is looking to be. They are looking to be Indianapolis if they end up building a new stadium over by the Legends.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.